At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I think it's only fair to walk through some more clips of Charlie Kirk in his own words to give you all a more realistic example of what his daily commentary looked like. Because I have seen some serious sanitization of this dude from right-wing commentators, from mainstream MAGA politicians, people who are claiming that he was just a saint, a civil rights activist who was trying to help people. That is not true. He called for the execution, the death penalty for Joe Biden. He said the Civil Rights Act shouldn't have been passed, which means that discrimination would still be legal based on race, religion, sex, national origin, etc. He said many other things, and we can walk through it throughout this. I also want to say off the bat that no clip that I play here means it's okay for Charlie Kirk to be publicly executed in front of thousands of people. I find that despicable, disgusting, and there's no place for that in America. I want to be very clear about that. But I can believe that and also say Charlie Kirk's a dumbass. I mean, in this clip that I'm about to play, Charlie Kirk says that even though MLK was assassinated, he thinks MLK was a bad guy. So why can't I apply that same exact standard to somebody that I disagree with, Charlie Kirk? Well, we're going to go through this, and I was actually supposed to debate Charlie Kirk on a platform in 5 days. Obviously, it's no longer, it got canceled entirely, but we were supposed to do a debate, and now all we can do is just go through and play examples of him speaking. Right-wingers hate when we do this. Right-wingers will try to cancel me for doing this. I made a video like this yesterday, and someone commented, some right-winger said, "Your desperate attempt at trying to slander the right is getting out of hand. Disgusting human being. Reporting this channel again, lie after lie, pushing for more violence isn't the answer." They even said, "My channel should be taken down," but you guys came in clutch, and we all dogged him in the comment section. Someone says, "You complain about Charlie Kirk's own words? You sure you want to go that way?" I said, "Dude, you're mad at Charlie Kirk's own words." Someone said, "They always love the First Amendment when it's marginalized groups in the crosshairs, not so much when it's their own people." Very, very true. Make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Atomocracy feed if you support the message and you like videos like this. And let's start with this clip. Now, Charlie Kirk has had this long-held belief on his show that the Civil Rights Act should not have been passed at all. I'll let him explain.
"We note in our piece that Kirk describes King as, quote, a bad guy." It's true. "And Kirk's self-described very, very radical view that the country made a mistake when it passed the Civil Rights Act." Also true. "As we note in the piece, Kirk has previously described Kirk as a hero and a civil rights icon." It's true. I used to be wrong. "What inspired Kirk to shift his view on MLK? Why does Kirk think that MLK is a bad guy when Kirk says that MLK says, quote, one good thing he didn't believe? What does he mean by that? Why does Kirk believe passing the Civil Rights Act was a mistake?" Now, again, apparently they don't listen to the show because we do that at least once a week,
yeah,
right? Once
well.
A week we talk about why the Civil Rights Act was a mistake.
This is a long-held belief from Charlie Kirk, and we can dig deeper in other videos, but just a quick run-through. The Civil Rights Act is important for a few reasons. First of all, it banned segregation in public spaces. There was no more separate but equal. It's just equal. Everybody has equal opportunity, or at least in theory. Obviously, some groups had a massive head start, so it's a little bit hard in reality for everybody to immediately be equal when the Civil Rights Act is passed. But the goal is, over a while, that segregation will be banned, discrimination on the basis of race, on the basis of religion, national origin, or sex, is illegal, and the federal government has the power to enforce desegregation and protect the voting rights of people in America. How can we be a democratic country if large swaths of the population aren't able to vote? Women weren't able to vote until 100 years ago. Black Americans didn't have a say until my grandparents were born. That's not even long ago. My grandparents are still rather young. They're 60, 61. So I think that the Civil Rights Act is objectively a good thing, no matter what Charlie Kirk says. Should he be shot and killed for saying this? No, but it's pretty despicable and pretty terrible. Because of this law, millions of Americans were allowed basic dignity. Millions of Americans were allowed the opportunity to, you know, flourish. You shouldn't be denied opportunities simply because of how you were born. That is not American. We need a level playing field. That is American. Everybody having opportunities is American. So I disagree, Charlie Kirk. Let me know what you all think in the comments. But on to this next clip of Charlie Kirk blaming none other than DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, for deaths in Kirk County, Texas, when there was flooding just a few months back.
The Democrats, they're so despicable. The Democrats are not lifting a finger to remember the well over 100 people that have died in Texas Hill Country. What you are not being told by the media anywhere is that the death toll likely would not have been as high if it wasn't for DEI. This Texas tragedy is just the latest example. It's not just incompetence. This is DEI working to undermine meritocratic institutions, and more people likely died than otherwise would have because of DEI.
All right, you know what his source is? He just made it up. Do you know how much easier this show would be if I could just come on here and make things up based off my preconceptions about the other party? I would love that, but he's lying. He is lying through his teeth right now. DEI had nothing to do with it. In fact, there are many reports about how Kristi Noem delayed the Department of Homeland Security response to the Texas floods because she enacted an outrageous new rule the month prior that made it so every single equipment or rescue request had to go through her for authorization. They claim this was to prevent waste, fraud, and abuse because they are obsessed with quote-unquote waste, fraud, and abuse, cutting it at the cost of human lives. And what ended up happening is it delayed any sort of rescue. Per Thursday CNN report a few months back, Noem enacted a requirement for DHS expenditures over $100,000 to be signed off by her. This is a white woman. And now you see the pattern that arises. A shooter killed Charlie Kirk, and they tried to blame it on the trans roommate who may or may not exist. I mean, we know the roommate does exist, but we don't know if they are transitioning or if they are transgender. It doesn't matter. Why would it possibly matter? This was a dude who grew up in a Republican family who was recently radicalized. We don't know exactly what his motive or ideology was as of late. It's still up in the air. The investigation is still going on. But it becomes increasingly clear how they take every single disaster, spin it, pin it on minorities, and try to say that that's that. They did that with the aviation disaster earlier in the year. Remember when the plane crashed over the Potomac and Trump immediately blamed it on DEI? What about this next clip? I played this yesterday, but I actually want to expand on it a bit because I did more research. And Charlie Kirk is so incredibly wrong. He's arguing against free school lunches for children. He says it's actually a bad idea, and he's just wrong. I'll play the clip in 1 second, but keep this in mind. For some kids, school lunches are the last refuge, the only reliable source of nutrition that they get. Charlie Kirk also says so many kids are overweight. But the more research I did, overweight doesn't mean that you're well fed. Many children are overweight because the only food they have access to is cheap processed food that lacks any sort of nutrition. So school lunches, which I'm not going to say that they're healthy or perfect. I just got out of school a few years ago. They're far from perfect, but they're necessary. It is necessary for kids to function and retain information and be effective. But Charlie Kirk argues this.
Do you think that there should be a free school lunch for all children?
No.
Why?
Of course not. Because parents should feed their kids, not the government.
What if they can't?
Go get a job.
A child?
You know, the parents should go get the job. Yeah. This is important.
They have jobs and they can't support their children there because the minimum wage is so low.
No, you are a temp, dude. Don't give me this stuff. First of all, this is really...
Don't I want children to eat?
Of course I do. Show me a single child in America going hungry. Doesn't exist. Number two, we have churches, we have food shelters, we have billions, and it does not exist. We have a child obesity problem, not a child starvation problem in this country.
Okay, that's a lie. We don't have a child obesity problem in this country. Like I just said, some people are overweight due to cheap processed food that is being sold or given to them. And when kids are nourished in school, when there's at least at minimum one lunch, one meal per day, this has been studied not only in the United States, but other developed countries. When there's one meal, kids are able to focus better, learn better, they grow up healthier. It helps society as a whole. If we want to have a functioning society that is competitive with other developed countries, and we don't want other countries to start, you know, pulling ahead and dominating us on the global stage, maybe we should treat our kids well while they're in school. Novel thought, you know? But in this next clip, you may have seen it. Charlie Kirk says that Joe Biden should get the death penalty. I think it's worth playing again.
Joe Biden, a lot. I mean, Joe Biden is a bumbling, dementia-filled, Alzheimer's corrupt tyrant who should honestly be put in prison and or given the death penalty for his crimes against America. But Kamala Harris, my goodness.
Okay, you can't even say Kamala, right? First of all. But secondly, imagine if that's the type of rhetoric I used on my show. Imagine if you clicked in and I was like, Donald Trump is a dementia-filled tyrant who should be given the death penalty for his crimes against America. That's just not even commentary. That is just upping the rhetoric. So that's why it annoys me when they try to gaslight us, sanitize Charlie Kirk, and say that we are the ones who are being violent. Number one, before we even knew anything about this dude, we didn't even know who shot Charlie Kirk. Trump came out and said that it was radical leftists and that they need to pay. So they are always upping the rhetoric, then trying to gaslight us about it. We're not going to let that happen. If you appreciate the videos we make, subscribe below. I'll see you on the next one, and peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.